Marisa DeFranco, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you, Jordan. Thank you for having me.
You are arguably the most progressive of the four candidates running for U.S. Senate from Massachusetts. What do you see as your key differentiator from the two other Democrats in the race, Elizabeth Warren and Attorney James King?
You definitely have that right. And the key differentiation is that I actually have a jobs plan. And I stand behind the fact that I believe that the federal government has a role in investing in Americans and people in the Commonwealth to get people back to work because the private sector is not doing it. I also have a plan on renewable energy, and I am the only candidate, as I've said before, on the campaign trail in support of single-payer health care.
Now, when you say you have a jobs plan, can you be a bit more specific about that?
My plan is, in the short term, over the next 2 years, if we invest $100 billion, we will create 2 million green jobs. We lose $100 billion per year in corporate tax loopholes when they offshore patents and other types of investments and they don't pay their taxes and their fair share like the rest of us. So at $100 billion a year, I'm only asking for $50 billion. So I don't think it's too much to ask to, number one, have corporations pay their taxes, and that for the federal government to use some of that money to reinvest in people and workers and get them back to actual work and green jobs that will lead to getting us off of foreign oil and creating green jobs. In the longer-term plan, if we invested $500 billion, we would create 5 million green jobs over the next decade.
Now, turning to campaign strategy, in your mind, what's going to be more important in the primary, the turnout of a liberal base for you or attracting moderate Democrats?
I think it's both, actually, because as I've said, because I believe, I know that I appeal to the widest swath of the voter public because I have the real world on the ground experience of actually running my own business and working for other small businesses, medium and some large businesses, and also having the deepest and widest experience when it comes to civil rights and women's rights and LGBT rights and disability rights and actually fighting, like being a real fighter. People throw that word around a lot in this race, but I'm really the fighter in this race because I have put my career on the line, I've put my reputation on the line in order to help people have their jobs, help entrepreneurs create jobs for U.S. workers, and to literally save people's lives who come to me and want me to file asylum when they're fleeing persecution in their home countries. I recently won two cases for a gay man from Uganda and for a family of women fleeing sex trafficking. So that's the kind of real advocacy that I bring to the race that resonates both with liberal Democrats and moderates because they know that I say what I mean and I mean what I say and that I have the background to back it up. I have the street experience to back that up.
Now, the arguable front runners in the race, Republican Scott Brown and Democrat Elizabeth Warren, between them have raised millions and millions of dollars. What impact is money going to have on your campaign?
I think money has a negative impact on all politics and people. You know, that's all you see day in and day out in the media. People say they're sick of money ruling politics and they're sick of it. And they talk about how money perverts the system. But yet all many people do is judge candidates based on money. And like my father said to me the other day, you know, if we picked NASA scientists the way that we pick our politicians, we never would have made it to the moon.
One final question. What key platform issue do you intend to focus on to win the votes of Massachusetts primary voters?
Jobs, a real jobs plan, and not speaking in vagaries or theory, you know, about how things are wrong or how we haven't done things, but actual solutions. That's what I've been doing for 15 years of my career. Not theory, but actually someone comes to you, I have a problem, how do we fix this? And my answer is, here's my solution, and I'm actually going to give you the specifics of how it works. And I've laid that out for the last 10 months, and just keep on repeating the fact that the federal government has to take action because we can't wait. We can't wait for trickle down. We can't wait for percolating through the system. We need action on jobs, and that has been the tenet of my campaign.
Well, Massachusetts U.S. Senate candidate Marisa DeFranco, thank you very much for joining us.
You're very welcome, Jordan. Thank you for having me.